Chapter 3. Ms. Starr went to get the paint herself. When she got back, she explained that the foot painting activity was a way to explore their roots, since feet were the rootiest part of the human body. "Magic is grounded in the feet," said Ms. Starr. "I want you to come alive to the sensations in your toes and heels. Make a connection between those feelings and artistic expression as you paint. We all know art and magic are connected." She climbed a ladder and taped paper on the ceiling for Andres. Sometimes he used backpacks of bricks to bring him down to earth for activities, but Ms. Starr said she didn't want him to be weighed down during foot painting. "Don't worry about the product," she instructed. "Focus on the process. Enjoy the process." Nori didn't mind most of Ms. Starr's UDM activities. She found interpretive dance super awkward, all that flailing about and pretending to be the song. And she knew Bax hated headstands. But a lot of their exercises seemed to be working. Since she'd started at Dunwiddle Magic School, Nori had learned to control her magic more often. She could now hold a kitten shape long enough to go to after-school kitten ball class. She'd also gotten better at making mixed animals, like the Dritten, the way she'd wanted to, and at keeping hold of her human mind. Nori liked the feel of paint on her feet. She chose purple and walked the length of the long sheet of paper and back, stepping just along one edge. Pepper painted each of her toes a different color and then pressed them neatly into the paper. Marigold and Sebastian were trying to paint with just their heels, sitting on the floor. Bax had made a detailed picture of a castle with his toes. Andres had small paper cups of paint lined up on top of the ladder, but he kept accidentally tipping them over onto people. "Sorry," he cried as bright red paint splashed down. "Sorry again," he called as Nori's hair got doused with yellow. Nori was reaching for a paper towel when the bell rang. "Oh, dear," Ms. Starr called out. "I forgot we have an assembly today. Right now, in fact. I'm sorry." She took in her students' paint-covered bodies. Marigold was wiping off her hearing aid. Bax had huge handprints on his shirt. Everyone had wet, paint-covered feet. Ms. Starr herself still had shoes on, but her jeans and hot pink cardigan were spattered with paint from Andres's accidents. Her dark brown skin and neat, braided bun had splashes of white all over them.
No time for cleaning up. We'll just go as we are.
She shooed everyone up and out of the room.
To the auditorium, everyone.
This is so awkward, said Pepper. How can we expect people to stop calling us wonkos when we show up at an assembly looking like wonkos?
On the bright side, Nori answered, we get to track footprints in the hall.
She turned to watch the mess they were making as they walked.
I feel bad for the janitor, said Pepper.
Outside the auditorium, the UDM class lined up next to the fifth grade flares.
Drat.
Being next to the flares meant being next to the Sparkies, a group of snooty flares led by Lacey Clench. Lacey was enormously mean and extremely committed. It was a dangerous combination. All the Sparkies hated the UDM kids, in part because Lacey told them to. Lacey hated the way Nori and her classmates didn't fit any of the usual rules about magic. Also, Marigold had once shrunk Lacey to the size of a gerbil, and Nori had once doused Lacey with skunkophant spray. The Sparkies had even tried unsuccessfully to kick the UDM kids out of Dunwiddle Magic School. Now Lacey looked Nori up and down and pretended shock. She took off her large, round glasses and wiped them clean on the edge of her perfectly pressed blue cardigan. She tucked her short, sharply cut blonde hair behind her ears and put the glasses back on.
Zinnia, I think I'm seeing things, she said to her best friend, a girl with freckled pale skin and softly puffy red hair. Are the Wonkos changing colors?
We were painting, Lacey, Nori explained.
I think they were painting, said Zinnia mildly.
Don't be stupid, Zinnia, said Lacey. They've all caught some wonky disease from each other, and now they're melting like crayons, messing up the hallways. Ha, as if they haven't done enough damage already.
Her words stung, but Nori wouldn't let Lacey know that.
Oh, I see, she replied. You're trying to make a joke, but you're not funny. Better luck next time.
You're the ones who need luck, Lacey said. Seeing you guys in the show-off is going to be the best joke of all.
The what?
Lacey gave Nori a knowing, pitying look.
The show-off? If you were even a little bit normal, you'd know what that is.
Then her line started moving, and she swished into the auditorium. Zinnia followed.
What's the show-off?
Nori asked Pepper as they slid into their seats. Pepper shrugged. Coach Vitamin stood behind the podium at the front of the auditorium. Not only was he Nori's fluxing tutor, he was also the head of the fluxing department and the coach of the kitten ball team. He had big muscles.
Are you excited?
Coach called out.
Yeah!
Almost everyone yelled. Coach bounced along the stage.
The show-off is a week from this Saturday. Here are the rules. Every class in every grade is invited to put together an act that shows off your talents. There will be one winning class per grade, plus some fun categories like most original, most hilarious, and most athletic. The competition will be intense. Intense, but fun!
I don't like this,
Pepper whispered, tugging on Nori's sleeve.
I don't like this at all.
Coach went on.
Not every student has to participate, but for the love of vegetables, it's important to show school spirit. Your act can be anything, so long as it's student work. Teachers aren't allowed to help. They can give you practice time during the school day if lessons are done. But the show-off performance is just like homework. Students have to do it on their own. Find extra time to work on your acts during recess or after school. Got it, everyone?
Coach asked.
Got it,
most everyone yelled.
And now I give you...
Coach paused for effect.
Last year's seventh grade champs and winners of most original and most athletic, the Flyers!
Two drummers took seats at the edge of the stage and began a complicated rhythm. The Flyers, now eighth graders, walked out in formation. They wore silver t-shirts and held flashlights. With a flick of a switch, the auditorium went dark. The Flyers started zooming across the room over people's heads. Flashlights on, they made stars with their bodies. A sun, a comet. It was like a live star show at a planetarium, but grander. The Flyers came together and flew apart, everyone perfectly synchronized. The audience oohed and aahed. In the grand finale, the Flyers formed a giant D on the ceiling for Dunwiddle. The crowd roared their approval, stomping and clapping like mad.
The show-off is going to be great, Nori cried.
No, Pepper whispered. The show-off is going to be a nightmare.